Good evening, everybody. I love that song. It's a great example of judicial righteousness, our standing with God, which can never change. And tonight, I actually want to talk about practical righteousness. It's easy, I think, as a believer, to know you're righteous, but when it comes to actually living righteous, you know, unbelievers and believers alike can still live in an unrighteous way. And I want to think about that tonight. We're going to look at a psalm, and then I want to look quickly at an example of a righteous man. So turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 1. Psalm 1, and I want to just look at the first three verses of Psalm 1. I've been thinking about these the last couple weeks. Just really enjoying them. Trying to memorize them, but not so good at that. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. It starts with blessed. Blessed is the man. This blessed is not so much the blessed as in I've been given favor by God, although that is certainly a case for that word. But this blessed is more along the lines of happy. Happy is the man. He is happy because if he walks in a righteous way, then God will bless him. He's happy because he's doing what is right. Happy is the man, one, who doesn't take advice from people who want nothing to do with God, who doesn't do the things that other sinful people do, and who doesn't act like evil people around him, mocking others. You know, as believers, it's so easy to interact with the world around us and take on the thoughts and the actions of sinful people. And I'm speaking to myself because, you know, day to day at work, around town, at home, it's so easy to do things you know that aren't right. And when you're influenced, when you're being bombarded by the actions of other people who you know are not walking with God, then it's easy to take that on to your own life. And I have to confess that I do that too. And it troubles me. And we see here, and I think many people have said this, but it's the three-step progression of walking unrighteously. First you have the walk, then you have the stand, and then you have the sit. And each step brings on a new level of being associated with evil. First, you're walking. You're taking the advice of ungodly people, and then you're acting in that advice. You're acting. You're in that with them, and then by the end, you're sitting with them, and you're taking part in that, and you're mocking others. You're accusing others, and that's not the way that God wants us to live. Verse 2 says, and his delight is in the law of the Lord. And this is where the psalmist gets his life advice. He doesn't get it from the guy that he works with down the street. He doesn't get it from his boss. He doesn't get it from his, who knows who. He gets it from God. And this is where we need to go as believers. This is where we need to get our fuel. And verse 2 shows the heart behind the righteous. It finishes and it says, and in his law he meditates day and night. Not that people have to follow God's law to the letter, to be strict. The heart behind it is that they want to do it. They want to love what God loves because it's right. And we know what is right by what God tells us is right. And as believers, we should listen to that. Verse 3, I love this verse. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. It's a simile, a likeness. The man that, or the woman that walks with God and loves what God loves, they will be like a tree that's well nourished by channels of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season. There's a certain time, you know, you bring forth fruit, you bring forth produce, you bear something that's successful because of where your root is, whose leaf also shall not wither. It talks of being full of life, full of health. Good things come out of this person. And this is my favorite part. Whatever he does shall prosper. You know, there's something uniquely different about a believer who lives righteously. There's something different about a believer who's away from the Lord and a believer who's living in season and out of season. You know, the righteous will not be dry and wither away. There's something different about a believer who walks in the Spirit. And this is not a promise for the fulfillment of selfish desires. It's easy, I thought, you know, at first glance, you read that. Whatever he does, you know, whatever you want to do, it's going to prosper. But that's not the point. The point is, when your foundation is God, whatever you put your mind to in the Spirit, it's going to prosper because God is with you. He prospers because he wants to please God with all he thinks, in all he does, and all he says. And that's, ever since I was saved, that's a constant prayer of mine. Lord, shape me into the man you want me to be. And I can add on to that, to be the husband you want me to be the father you want me to be. Lord, because I can't do it. In my own strength, I can't do it. And for all of us, that should be a prayer. It's not worth it to compromise with the world. We should be different than the world. Uncompromising and full of conviction. Conviction to walk in a way that's right, that pleases God. And again, I speak to myself. So this is the character of righteous. And now I just want to turn to Genesis 39. Just thinking about the life of Joseph. And there's probably lots of examples I could have chosen. I almost went with Daniel. But I thought this chapter 39 fits those characters from Psalm 1 so well. And I wanted to draw some parallels from that. So, Genesis 39. Now this jumps right into the story of Joseph. After he was sold into Egypt as a slave. Verse 1 says, now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. That's so funny to me. That just jumped out at me. And what trust that this guy had in Joseph. You know, he was a slave. He didn't really know him. But I think because of his testimony with the Lord was with him, he trusted Joseph and he didn't actually look into anything that Joseph was over. I find that really cool. Now, Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph and said, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" So Potiphar's wife frames Joseph. And Joseph, we'll skip down to verse 19. "So it was then when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, 'Your servant did to me after this manner,' and that his anger was aroused." So she framed him and said that she tried to lie with him when he did not. Verse 20, "Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing." And 23, "The keeper of the prison did not look into anything," again, trust, "that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper." Now, I just want to point out some observations from that passage. Thinking about those characters from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands... Or I should just read it. "Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." Joseph rejects what is wrong. If you look at verse 9, again he says, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" I just love his character, his conviction. He rejects what was wrong. He rejected the influence of the ungodly around him. You think Joseph is surrounded by ungodly people who at this time were considered Gentiles, the nations who had not God, the Egyptians. And he holds on to what he knows to be right. I love that. And another one, Joseph prospers both in high and low conditions. That word prosper appears two times in this verse, at the end of two situations. Verse 3, it says, "And his master," now this is when Joseph is in Potiphar's house, and he is all that he could need. You know, he's maybe second or third under Pharaoh, or maybe more, but he's in a high position nonetheless. And he says, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand." Maybe think of that third verse from the Psalm. "He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, who shall bring forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper." And verse 23, again, now Joseph's in prison. He's in the lowest possible condition he could be. And it says still, "The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. You know, just think about that. He goes from the highest to the lowest, and everything he does still prospers. Why? Because the Lord is with him. And again, that's not a promise for selfish desires, like, or material gain. Like, clearly Joseph is not going to be getting anything in prison. But he says the Lord made it prosper. And that's so much more valuable than material things. You know, the foundational root, the character of the righteous man. And thirdly, Joseph's character was evident to those around him. He made an impression on the ungodly that he interacted with on a daily basis. They knew that the Lord was with him. It's interesting, it says that in both cases. The keeper of the prison and Potiphar knew that the Lord was with Joseph. Why? How do they know that? Because they can see it in his life. And I pray for myself, like in the workplace, how will people know that the Lord is with me unless I show it to them in the way that I act? You know, it's so easy to just shut down and say, I'm just going to go with the flow. I'm just going to be like everyone else around me. And, you know, how can God use us like that? I don't know. But I want to be used by God. That's my prayer. So in conclusion, righteous character is a foundation for us believers because it's right. Because even though we're saved, we might not always walk the way God wants us to, but it pleases him. We should walk the way God wants us to. And may we be challenged to be uncompromising. You know, I think too of Daniel. I love those characters in the Bible, I think, because they exude this character that speaks of the presence of the Lord. And may we be full of conviction for what we believe and stand up for what's right, if it should come to that. And Joseph was an example of righteous character. He shunned evil. He rejected the influence of the ungodly nation around him. He loved what God loved. And God blessed him for it. I just want to read that psalm one more time. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates, or he thinks on, day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Lord, I pray that you would give us conviction tonight, that you would give us lives of uncompromising faith, unrivaled devotion.